You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It's a bittersweet time for both the Celtics and the Bruins right now. On one hand, life's good. On the court and on the ice, both teams will be playing in the playoffs starting this weekend. But they're both also saying goodbye to two beloved members of their franchises.
Does the Lambeer stolen by
That is Celtics play-by-play announcer Mike Gorman calling the famous last-second win, 1987 Eastern Conference Finals. He just called his last regular season game for the Celtics last Sunday after 43 years in the broadcast booth.
Reggie to Kyle, and the Leafs are both again!
And that's Bruins announcer Jack Edwards calling a Bruins win in over the Toronto Maple Leafs in the 2019 playoffs. He's stepping away after 19 years. Now, whether you love these teams or you've never watched, when the voice of something you love leaves, it changes so much about the experience. And we wanted to taste both the bitter and the sweet for the Celtics and the Bruins today. Here to help us do that, Abby Chin, Celtics reporter for NBC Sports Boston, and Kevin Paul DuPont, the Boston Globe senior staff writer and columnist who follows the Bruins. Abby, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Kevin, hello to you.
Thank you very much.
So I want to start with these broadcasters, and their retirements come at different times for different reasons. Abby, let's start with Mike Gorman, who you knew really well. Tell me a little bit about Mike Gorman.
Like you said, Mike has been the voice of the Celtics for the television broadcast for 43 years. 39 of those were alongside the legendary Celtic, Tommy Heinsohn. And the thing about Mike is his authentic delivery and the way he just feels like you are welcoming a friend into your home at least 82 nights a year and the comfort of that. There's also an understatedness to the way that he does play-by-play, so his voice isn't constantly in your ear. And I just feel so honored and privileged that I have gotten to work with him for the past decade or so. And the Celtics had a big ceremony for him in the last regular season game on Sunday, and it was emotional, as I thought it was going to be.
So let's start, actually, by just bringing a little bit more of that Mike Gorman experience, Abby, to our listeners. Here's an example. Mike Gorman, memorable call of got it for a big shot. Former Celtic Ray Allen's game winner against then Charlotte Bobcats, 2007.
Pass deflected by Eddie House, kicked off by Pierce. Ray Allen for the game. Got it! The buzzer!
So that feel, especially if you're listening to a game instead of watching it, that voice is what tells you not only what's happening, but, you know, as a homer, right, somebody who loves the team, sharing in that excitement. So now let me turn to you for a second, Kevin Paul DuPont, about, you know, we're now losing a Bruins broadcaster the same year. We'll get to the irony of that as well. But tell us a little bit about who Jack Edwards is.
Well, unlike Mike, nothing understated about Jack in terms of his on-air delivery and style. He certainly had his own niche in that sense, and beloved by many. But nonetheless, I have to acknowledge polarizing. There are some people who didn't like that. Personally, I did. But some of that, I have to admit, you know, Jack and I go back for 40 years, I guess, better part of 40 years. I remember from Channel reporting in his Channel 5 days, then over to ESPN. So, he's. I think in some ways, certainly there are two emotional games, basketball and NHL. So much of NHL. This is critiquing broadcasting now, which is something from a print reporter. Take it for what it's worth. You know, so much of what they've got to do is keep anticipation alive when many times plays in the neutral zone. But Jack had, his own distinctive style, was extremely hardworking, intelligent, well-studied, all of it. And certainly Bruins fans have benefited from it from a long time.
You will get
some argument on this subject from out-of-town people and even some in-town people.
Let's give listeners more of a flavor then. So Jack Edwards, one of his most famous calls, this is Game 7 against the Toronto Maple Leafs in the 2013 Eastern Conference quarterfinals.
Boychuk's drive rattles around in front. Marshawn to Bergeron on the drive, save, rebound, is loose. Sagan kicks it loose. Bergeron scores!
who says at the end there, kill the beast. It's a game-winning goal. I suspect that's what you mean, Kevin, Paul DuPont, about not everybody loves that style. Abby, you're cracking up. Very different than what we would have gotten from Mike Gorman.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going through my mind. Mike would have let that moment breathe for a lot longer than Jack did.
All right, so
but
now...
you have your own style. No one is right. No one is wrong.
Right. So now I want to go to these moments of retirement. And listen, we are here with Abby Chin, NBC Sports Boston, Kevin Paul DuPont, Boston Globe. We're looking at two broadcasters for the Celtics and the Bruins who are retiring just as both teams go into the playoffs. There's really something interesting here, which is they're retiring for very different reasons. Abby Chin, you talked about, the loving send-off after more than 40 years for Mike Gorman. I'm going to play a little bit of sound from that here. He's talking at halftime during last Sunday's season finale, about how he fell in love with the Celtics himself growing up in Dorchester.
So because I couldn't skate, I immediately went and tried to become a basketball player. And I wasn't all that good at that either. But what it did was it lit a fire inside me about a team we had here in Boston at the time who went out and they won world championships every single year. And I'd find those games. Sometimes you had to go late at night at 11:30 to find a championship game. But you could find it if you wanted. And through the years, I just became more and more a Celtic fan as time went by. I never thought I would end up here, that's for sure.
And Abby, people who now play for the Celtics talk about having fallen in love with the team themselves, listening to Mike Gorman as kids.
No question. And it's been such a constant. Like you said, for 43 years, I was remiss not to mention that he is a Boston guy. Like you said, grew up in Dorchester with the Celtics. He tells stories about sneaking into the old garden through open doors after fans were leaving, so he would come later in the second half of games just to get a glimpse of his favorite team. But it is, his voice has been there for all of us for decades, obviously, and as long as people have been fans of the Celtics. And it is the sound that you associate with your favorite team, and it's something that I think doesn't necessarily happen as often anymore, that you have one constant voice for your entire lifetime. And it's something absolutely to be cherished. And it's something that separated Mike. And it's why he's a Hall of Famer, is because every year he brought that excellence, no matter if the team won 25 games, which they did in my first seasons with Brad Stevens at the helm, or like this season when they have 64 wins and ran away with the Eastern Conference.
So that is such a juxtaposition, Kevin Paul DuPont. You know, Mike Gorman, he's done it all. It's time to be done. He decides to retire. That is not the story with Jack Edwards, whose body isn't letting him do the job the way he wants to anymore. Here he is talking to WCVB on Monday about the speech problems that he's been having and why he's leaving the booth.
There is nothing wrong with me physically, and they can't figure it out, and I couldn't attain my standards, and it's not fair for the team, for the fans, and the organization, and it's time to get off the ice and end my shift.
Tell us more about this, Kevin Paul DuPont.
Well, Jack has struggled here for the last, 12 to 18 months, not only to figure out what ailed him, but then to be go through painstaking speech therapy to try to recover what appears to be, from his telling, non-recoverable. So he just unfortunately can't do the job of a standard that he appreciates. It had become certainly an impediment for the listeners too, which he'll freely admit as well. So, sadly, in that context, it came time. Now, what will happen to many of the broadcasters, and frankly, I'm experiencing some of this just on the print side now in my 70s, is that the broadcast is done from the ninth floor. This is a separate issue than speech. It's done from the ninth floor in the at the Garden, and the play is on the third floor. So you're six stories removed from the action, which is not true in the NBA. Typically, the NBA play-by-play guys are right on the floor or maybe a half level above it. So what happens to many of the hockey broadcasters is they're challenged just to see the action anymore. Not the case here. Jack was extremely sharp in his calls. and knowing the game and all of it. And I'm sure that just makes it harder in that his voice simply didn't allow him to go on.
Yeah. I think, you know, so many of us at different ways in our lives can recognize that moment where something we love, for whatever reason, we can't do anymore. And that's a painful transition, whether it, you know, it's hockey or a hobby, or, you know, it's
absolutely
tough. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This, a quick aside here. 30 years ago, I know, on over Brookline, I had this great mason come to work on my house. And this sounds like central casting, but his name was Guido. So Guido was doing my front steps, and he's, you know, he's just a classic, you know, the T-shirt and the gold chain and everything. And I said, you know, Guido, you do wonderful work. This is really a pleasure to have you working here. Thanks. And he said, you know, Kevin, he said, the thing about being a bricklayer is when you finally figure out how to do it, you're too old to do it.
Mm, there you go. All right. So with that, I kind of want to end there, but I do feel like we have to bring people just a little bit on the playoffs. So, Abby, Celtics are waiting to find out who they're going to play. There's a game tonight.
Yes. The final play-in game for both the Eastern and Western conferences are tonight. The Celtics will learn if they will face the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls. The Heat are the higher seed, but they have two major injuries to their stars in Jimmy Butler and former Celtic Terry Rozier, who will not be able to play tonight. So honestly, I have my fingers crossed for Chicago just because I like that city in spring.
And then they'll play Sunday regardless, you know, either way.
Correct, at 1 p.m. Yep.
And on the Bruins side, they play their first game tomorrow, Kevin Paul DuPont, correct?
They do, tomorrow night, Saturday night against Toronto. And I have to say up front here, I'm also a shameless Chicago lover, so let's get that out of the way.
Yep.
This is against Toronto. They've beaten Toronto in six straight series since the late 60s. They've beaten seven games in a row. So from a history standpoint, things are aligning right. But as we often know in hockey, history doesn't mean anything. And the result can end up being quite capricious.
And in our last 30 seconds, Abby Chin, Kevin Paul DuPont, listeners should remember, last year, both of these teams looked like they could and arguably should win it all, and both broke fans' hearts, yes?
Yes, the Celtics, though, are a very different group this season with the additions of Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday, who are both locked now into contract extensions. So the Celtics were the number one team in the NBA by double digits, the number one team in the Eastern Conference by 15 games. So this is the season. It is banner or bust for the Boston Celtics.
All right. And Kevin Paul DuPont in 10 seconds. Not so with the Bruins. Yes, they've lost some players.
Oh, man. We have to talk about this so soon.
Actually, let's just stop there. We're going to run out of show. And that said everything. Everything we needed to hear. Kevin Paul DuPont, Boston Globe senior staff writer and columnist. Abby Chin, Celtics reporter, NBC Sports Boston. Great to have both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.